I'm Andrew Richardson. Here's a story by Hilary Farmer. It's about freeing yourself from depression. Silas was imprisoned far away in a remote castle dungeon. Day after day he found four walls of despair and misery. High up in one wall of the cell was a small barred window where he could just see enough light to know whether it was day or night. He had a rough wooden bench for sleeping, an old blanket and a pot in the corner that was emptied daily. A jailer brought him a daily meal, which looked and tasted the same as the last. He would try to talk to the jailer, but was met with silence. Sometimes he would get angry and beat on the walls until his knuckles were raw and bleeding. Sometimes he would yell and shout until he had no voice left, and he fell to his knees in abject misery and despair. Sometimes he would try to do mental exercises for something to hold on to. He was afraid he was losing his sanity. And in the days and weeks, Silas lost track of time. It was all the same. He felt he was falling into a deep, dark pit. It went down and down interminably. And when he felt himself falling into the pit, he would imagine the most fearful creature were going to absorb him and snuff out his existence. Sometimes he wondered if he even existed at all. And then one night he felt he reached the bottom of the pit. There was no feeling, just numbness, nothingness. And after that he sat and waited. What was he waiting for? Rescue? Would someone realize his plight and try and rescue his release? Whatever reason he was there, someone must help him, surely. And Silas would try to think, but give up in despair. Sometimes he would give way to bitter tears, at other times the numbness returned. And whether because of poor diet, his state of misery, or just how it happened, he seemed to always have something wrong with him. He had aching limbs and pains that came and went in different parts of his body. His head felt so noisy sometimes that he would beat it with his fists to try and get some peace. Abandoned and forgotten, this was no life, just an existence. Then something happened that was to change everything. Silas was dozing on the bench when he had a curious dream. Curious because normally his dreams were full of dark misery. This dream was full of light. He was walking along a path through woods of red, brown and yellow autumn colours. He felt the crunch of dry leaves under his feet and smelt the crisp smell of an early frost. Birds were singing above him, and the sun was dappling the tree trunks with light. And when Silas awoke, he felt calm for the first time he could remember. That day, small things started to change. He held on to his dream and relived it from time to time, and with each replaying, he would add something to it. He could make things happen. He put people into the dream in his head. He would have conversations with them, conversations he chose. Silas conjured up people he had known and had them talking to him. He would add clouds to the sky and imagine he could feel a gentle breeze. Gradually he started to feel a strength that he had not felt for a long time. There was another change. His jailer would exchange a few words with him. And as the weeks passed, Silas began to feel different. He started to feel, what was it? It was as if the walls did not exist, only his imagination. And one day, the jailer came in to his cell without food and motioned for Silas to follow him. A prisoner for so long, he felt his heart pounding. What was going to happen? His legs felt weak. And then he experienced something he had only imagined for the past few months. Sunlight. Silas covered his eyes against the brightness, and when he uncovered them, he was alone and outside the castle gates. He was free. Thank you for listening.